a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Chaf Hei. Brings a machlokes, the shape of shofar that you need on the various occasions when we blow shofar. We know we blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah, but on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, on Tanius, they also blew shofar. Kids say the Gabi Rosh Hashanah is a machlokes whether you need a straight shofar or a curved shofar. The Gemara says the machlokes is talui on whether it's better on Rosh Hashanah to be nichna, come to kaya finish daite shrei mile, whether it's better if he's bent over, or whether he has a poshit daite, whether he's straight. Rashi says that this machlokes is the same machlokes we have in tefillah. Gemara in Yevamos brings a machlokes in tefillah. How should a person stand? Should a person be nichna, his head down and his eyes towards the ground? He's standing in front of the Shechina. Or, forget, you look upwards and libeinu l'shamayim. The Maisa, we paskin that we should do both. We stand with our head down and the heart should be focused upwards. But al koponim, Rashi says, why is the machloikus in tefillah mirrored in the shofar of Rosh Hashanah? Says Rashi, because shofar of Rosh Hashanah is the tefillah huba. The yisoid of the avodah of Rosh Hashanah is tefillah. Rosh Hashanah litefillah huba. Uvechein, the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, be'ikah, the mitzvah d'oraisa, is shofar. Shofar is also kei tefillah. Shofar is like a tzaoka to Hashem. Since Rosh Hashanah litfilah huba, so we have a machlokes how to stand in tefillah, what the attitude should be in tefillah. It's mirrored in the shofar. Uvechein, it's not bichdi that the longest tefillah we have, the longest amida that we have, is on Rosh Hashanah. And if the ikar avoda of Rosh Hashanah is tefillah, Reb Shlomo Zecher Tzadik Livracha said that that's why the Brisker Rav, in all his spare time on Rosh Hashanah, said to Hillel, because he said it's a Yom Tefillah, so the Avodas Hayom is Tefillah. Mashgiach Zecher Tzadik Livracha said a different meal, but the Maaser Reb Shlomo learnt in Brisk, so it could be that. Whatever. Al Koponim, Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah is litfilah. So therefore there's a chashivas that we should prepare ourselves so the davening should be meaningful. Now what we're going to do in this vada, we're not going to go through and translate the words. That if you don't know what they mean, and there's from Gan Shaykh that there's a lot of the words in the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah that you won't know. So people have Sidurim to Machzorim today with English translation. You can get if you don't quite know how, with the one side of the page you've got the English, the other side the Hebrew, you can't figure out what word goes with what. So you've got the interlinear and you've got the word for word. Today there's no Terence. You can learn the translation, and you need to do that before. Don't kid yourself that on Rosh Hashanah you're going to be looking on both sides. The Maisa, maybe I'll let you into it's not such a secret, but you might get shocked, but maybe I shouldn't really tell you. I'll just tell you this on Erev Rosh Hashanah. I call Polim, the Amida from Musaf in Yeshiva is quite a long time. So we won't tell you how long now, so you won't run away. you can tie it, I've got plenty of time to learn it then. Yeah, okay. But the idea of these vadim is to give you the ideas. And hopefully, if you have the ideas, you'll realize that you'll use the time which is given for davening on Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, you're going to look inside some of the, but I'm not translating for you. I want to get to understand the ideas of the Musaf. the Mishnah, the first Perek of Rosh Hashanah, Tetzayim. So the Mishnah says, "Ba'abor prokim ha'olam nidoy." Four times a year, the world is judged. The Pesach ala tvur. On the tour is Pesach, Batzeres al Peres al Inon, fruit is on Shavuos, Batzeres mit Shavuos. Berosh Hashanah kol boi olam ovrim lefano kivnei moro, shneir ma hayotze yachal limal amemel kol maaseyem. On Rosh Hashanah, everyone passes in front of him, bimele, everyone is judged. The brisa, it brings a brisa later, Adam nidoy Berosh Hashanah. Ubechag nidoyim al ha'mayim. Chag, stam chag, sukkos, there's a din on the mayim. Says the brisa, made the lower down on the omer. Tani omer of Yehuda Mishum Rebbe Kiva. Mipnei ma omer Torah heviu omer be Pesach. Why does the Torah say should bring common omer on Pesach? Mipnei sha Pesach zman tuahu. Pesach is the time when the tvur begins to ripen. Here in Eretz Yisrael, the tvur, they only have one yield of wheat and barley and everything a year, and it starts to become ripe. Pesach time, between Pesach and Shavuos, is the Ikas Man Tziras Achitim. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heviu Lefonei Oimeh BePesach Kedei SheTismorech Lachem Tvur SheBesodos. You bring a common oimer. Oimer is from the barley. That's the first tvur which begins to ripen. Bring a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you get a brocha and the tvur that's still in the sodos. Why is the carbon of Shavuos a special carbon of Shnei Alechem, which was very miyuchad, because it's the kibat, the only mincha, which is chometz, and we bring these two big loaves of bread on Shavuos. Mipnei shatzeres vamperes oilon hu. So because Shavuos is the time when the fruit begins to ripen. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu heviu lefanei shnei alechem batzeres kedei sheyismochu lochem peres oilon. Bring Shnei Alechem, and then you'll get a bracha in the Peiros. And why is there a special carbon of water on Sukkos? So the Gilsa, the Rif, is Hachag Zman Habayim, the beginning of the rainy season in Eretz Yisrael is Sukkos. In Pashtus won't rain until around Sukkos. Hopefully it won't rain on Sukkos, but it starts raining after Sukkos. Mipnei ma omra Torah nischu mayim becha, omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu nischu lefanei mayim becha kedei sheyismorchu lachem gishmei shana. The same thing, bring water as a carbon, so you'll get a bracha in the rain. Ve imru lefanei Berosh Hashanah malchias zichronos v'shoifros, and say in front of me Malchus Zichronos V'Shoifros. Malchus Kedesha Tamlichuni Aleichem. Zichronos Kedesha Yale Zichronechem Lefonei Letoiva Ubameh Bashoifah. So the yesod of this brisa is based on the Zmanim of Din that are mentioned in the Mishnah. And the yesod, the idea that the Mefarshim say, is if you want a bracha in the Tavur, bring the first tvua to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, we're making a statement that Be'etzem, all the tvua is shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once all the tvua is shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then we'll get a bracha in the tvua. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ke'ilu, we eat from the shiraim. We give the reishis to Hashem, and then the rest is the shiraim. The Rishonim explain that there are shitas that the Eitz Hadas was Chito, and the Shnei Alechem on Shavuos is from Chito, so it has to do with Peiros HaOilam. So Gansa Sugya, but on Kol Ponim, let's just take it Kipshutoi. you bring the first Peiros HaOlam as a carbon, you're saying the Peiros HaOlam Rav Tzadok Baruch Hu, you get a bracha in we're eating from the Shiraim. On Sukkos we bring the first kilu mayim, the first mayim, make it as a carbon. We're saying the carbon belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you'll get a bracha in the rain. Lichayra, if that's the yisod, then it follows logically that on Rosh Hashanah, since Adam is nidon b'Rosh Hashanah, so we should make a carbon of the Adam. And then we'll get a bracha in the Adams. That's the chayyur. That's the whole yisod of the brisa. You'll tell me, yeah, but that's a very cute thought. But how's that shaykh? Lichayra, as we're going to see over the next few weeks, malchias zichrodes v'shoyfros ubifrat, as it says, irmu lefonaim Rosh Hashanah malchias zichrodes v'shoyfros. We say malchias zichrodes v'shoyfros in front of Hashem. In Amidah, when we're Oymed Lifnei Hashchina, that is a carbon. The Be'etzim, we're being makriv ourselves. We're being makriv ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mimela, hopefully we'll have a bracha for the Adam, for ourselves. So we'll begin to understand the idea tonight, and that's Hagdama for the next few weeks. Though we'll see what Malchus are, what Zechronus are, what Shofros are, we'll see how it all fits in. What exactly is meant by Malchios, Zechronus, the Shofros? Some people may have been asked that in their fire. Very rare that anybody gives the right answer. I think this year somebody actually gave the right answer. Because Malchios, Zichronis and Shofros, well, first of all, they're not different styles of Shofar, that some people have heard. Different shapes of Shofar. I didn't insist on him trying to explain to me exactly what he meant, because we weren't that interested in anything else he had to say. I mean, it was interesting because the other things he had to say were also quite gems, but anyway, the poor guy was making everything up as he went along, so. But at least he knew it had to do with the shofar. I suppose you say Malchus a Kros for shofarois, so not such a goinus. But on the other hand, some people have told me you say that on Yom Kippur. Well, we do blow a shofar at the end of Yom Kippur. The truth is that when it was Yovel, we said Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shofros on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, we said Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shofros. Al Kolponim, what is the exact answer? What exactly is Malchios Zichronos V'Shofros? They are psukim. The Mishnah says at Lamed Beis, Ein poichsim me'asara Malchios, me'asara Zichronos, me'asara Shofros. You've got to say at least 10 psukim of Malchus, 10 psukim of Zichronus, and 10 psukim of Shofros. Yochanan ben Nuri Oimer, im Oma gimul gimul mikulam yotza. Yochanan ben Nuri says, if you say 3 from each one, then you've been yotze. But you have to say the Malchus Zichronus and Shofros is saying psukim. Now, the binyan of how we say these psukim is that there is a hakdama to each of these 3 sections. Then we say the 10 psukim, and then there's a tefillah. They're all identical. Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofros, hakdama, the psukim, and then Elokeinu, Elokei Aviseinu, and a tefillah, which is based on the ideas of the psukim. But the Iker of Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofros is not the Hakdama and not the Tefillah. The Iker is the Psukim. Now what happens if a person doesn't know the Psukim? So today, everybody has a Machzor, and if you come to Shul and you don't have a Machzor, somebody else have a Machzor, so it's not that hard to say the psukim. But in the old days, machzorim weren't so common, you know, before printing and everything. So what happens if a person doesn't know any psukim to say? Can he be yotze malchus across the shofros? The hakdama to malchus is aleinu. Either aleinu, the first paragraph, is a hakdama to the whole thing, to machlokes, or aleinu is already the first paragraph is also nogea to malchus. Obviously, it is nogea to malchus, but is it a general hakdama? I mean, the way the Chazan says it in Chazor Sashatz, he starts Malchus in Alkei Nekaveh. Al-Koponim, Alkei Nekaveh is the Hakdomah, definitely the Hakdomah to Malchus. So most people know Alkei Nekaveh Balpeh. And the Tefillah of Malchus is the standard Tefillah of all the other Amidas on Rosh Hashanah, Melech Al-Kol Oilom Kulo. So let's say he knows that. He doesn't know any Psukim. Okay, it's a bit schwer, because if he knows Al-Kain, then he knows two psukim, which Al-Kain finishes with, right? Hashem Yimlech Leilem Voed, and Voed Hashem Melech Al-Kol Oretz. Okay, because he's an interesting fellow. He doesn't know the last two psukim. The Yerushalmi says, and the Rambam paskens la'alocha, that if a person doesn't know the psukim, l'chol ha'pachas, if he says there are psukim, Dahainu, he has to say, we say the 10 psukim or the 3 psukim, one is 3 psukim from Torah, 3 psukim from Ksuvim, that's the Seder we said, and 3 psukim from Nevi'im. And then we say a 10th pasuk from Torah. That's what we do. So if a person doesn't know psukim, so the Yerushalmi says you have to say that you are a melech. And he didn't say any psukim, but it's okay if you say that there are psukim. There are paskins like that in halacha. So that's very strange. If there's some chashivas in the psukim, obviously, Malchus Chos HaShofros, and that's what the Brisa says. Ibn Afadai, Rosh Hashanah, Malchus Chos HaShofros. Right, you've got to say these psukim. And now we're saying that, but the Eved, if you didn't know the pasuk, at least you've got to mention there are psukim. So what's the pshat? What's the Bia Hadmarim? To say there are psukim. We'll come back soon. What is the very simply looking over Malchus Chos HaShofros? What very in a very simple way, Mirtz Hashem, the coming weeks will understand it a lot more. What are we actually saying? There are two mekoros in Psukim to learn Malchus Chos HaShofros. One is from the Psukim of Rosh Hashanah in Amor. There it says on the Chodesh Hashviv Echol Chodesh Zichroin Trua Yelochem Zichroin Trua. Rashi says Zichroin is Psukei Zichroinus. The Mice is from this Gemara Hemshet here. Psukei Zichroinus and Trua is Psukei Shoifrus. Where do you get Malchus from? So the Gemara here on Bavit Beis Darshan's, if you're learning from Emor, Darshan's Malchus from the end of the parsha before, which is the Hemshech of Shavuos, and the end of there in Emor is about Matnas Anim, and there it finishes Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Says the Gemara, Ani Hashem Elokeichem is a remez to Malchus. Now that's Rashi doesn't bring that. He brings the Zichron and True. He doesn't bring that. Because it's a bit, you should know, klal. This is a very important klal. Rashi is only mefarish pshuto shel mikra. Rashi says that in the beginning in Bereishis, he says the kama pomim. He's only explaining pshuto shel mikra. So any Rashi in Chumash, which doesn't sound like pshuto shel mikra, you have to say to yourself, well, this is pshuto shel mikra. we have enough Emunas Chachamim in Rashi to believe that he was Evistik when he said he only came to play him, say Pshuto Shel Mikra. So you have to figure out, why is this Pshuto Shel Mikra? Over here, it's pretty simple. What does it mean, Zichro in Trua? It doesn't say Yom Trua. Elsewhere, the Torah says Yom Trua, Rosh Hashanah. Here it says Zichro in Trua. So you have to be Mazkir the Trua. The Mazkir the Trua, so that's Poshet that is Psukeh Shofros. Perhaps we'll have to understand why it's also called Psukeh Zichronos. Oh, but to say that Ani Hashem Elokeichem in Matnas Aniim is a remez to saying Malchios on Rosh Hashanah, that's not Pshuto Shel Mikra. So Rashi doesn't bring that. The Gemara brings it. The Gemara can darshan the klalim of drushes, and not to say, don't make a mistake, not to say that drushes are not emes. Other drushes are emes. It's Torah's emes. That there's lots of different levels of learning the Torah. You can learn the Torah pshuta, you can learn it to drusha, you can learn it in remes, you can learn it in soid. There's lots of different levels. Rashi came to explain pshuta. Pirush Rashi in the Chumash is pshuta. Then the Gemara is darshaning, so the klali ha-drush allow you to say, to learn from Adi Hashem Elokeichem, that that's Malchus. Al Kopanim, you see something interesting, that Malchus is be'etzem separate from Zichronus and Shofros. There's a second limud in Baloischa, which might be easier to understand, so easier to more pshutoi. But it doesn't talk about Dafka about Rosh Hashanah. Yom Simchaska Uvadeichem Uvarashi Chadsheichem. So the Gemara darshins uskatim b'chatzoitzrois shofros voy lachem lezikor lezichronos ani Hashem Elokeichem is Malchus. But the Gemara says, well, it's the wrong way round. First, Shofros, there's a curse in Malchus. We say it the other way round. So the Gemara says, no, first you say Zichronos, and then you say Shofros. Mitz Hashem will see a medrash, the Sifro, and when we learn Shofros, we'll get to see a very interesting the way the Sifro says it. And then it says Zeb Binyanav. There's a Binyanav. Whenever you say Zichronos and Shofros, you should always have Malchus Imoim. So that's an interesting Binyanav. You see from that as well that Be'etzem Mitzad Rosh Hashanah Zichronos and Shofros. But it's a Binyanav. And a Binyanav is, if you're saying Zichronos and Shofros, so say Malchus. So let's first look at what's the essence of Zichronos. Essence of Zichronos in the Rebbeinu Shlomo Zoicher. What's the Pshat Hizoicha? We'll speak much more about that when we get to Zichronos. But Al Kopanim, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. And on Yom Adin, the Rebbeinu Shalom reviews every single thing we did. And that's Be'etzem, that's the Shorish of Zichronos. We bring Psukim, the Rebbeinu Shalom is Zoicha. Shofros is the Koyach of Shofar. We bring Psukim, which talk about the different koichas that Shofar has. We bring one set of Psukim from Torah, which is the Shofar of Matan Torah. The set of Psukim from Ksuvim is our Shofar. And the Psukim from Nevi'im is the Shofar Shel Osid. What puts all these three tkufas, different types of shofar, together? Again, we'll explain it a lot more. Shofar is a gilui of Malchus, a gilui of the Melech. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came on Maimon Har Sinai to appear to Klal Yisrael, there was a shofar which announced his coming. La'asid lovoi, there will be a shofar which will announce the gilui shechina that there's going to be in the Gula Shleima. And our shofar tells us that today is Yom Adin and the Rabbeinu Shalom is being Yoshev v'Yom Adin. The Binyan Av, that if you're saying Zichronis and say Shofras, make sure you say Malchus with it, and we say Malchus before you start, Nichoyer is like this. Whether we like it or we don't like it, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. And if we really think about it, and if we had a Muda Bechush, then our reaction would may well be to run away. Do I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look through all my Maisim that I did over the last year and then consider all those Maisim La'ar, all the Maisim I did my whole life? I'm not sure that I'd like HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do that. It depends. If a person feels that he's a big tzaddik and he doesn't have to worry, then he really has to worry. Why? Because he's such a balgaiver that Mistova, who says he'll get through the din if he thinks he's such a tzaddik? Well, go upon him. It's not so poshut. Rosh Hashanah, maybe I'd want to run away. But Mistova Shadova, the Rabbeinu Shalom exercising his din, the Rabbeinu Shalom sitting bedin and deciding everything about Tovshin Ayin Tes is Malchus Befoyal. He's being a Melech Befoyal. Whether we like it or we don't like it. He's not only done the Yin, he's done the Goyim, he's done all the nations, he's even done the Malachim, done everything, decides everything. The Medrash says that the Chesed, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does to the Goyim is he judges them when they're asleep. Because when they're awake, what are they doing? That's pretty bad news if he's going to be done when they're busy with all their timers and averas and everything else. As, hopefully, he's done when we're saying Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shofras, when we're blowing the shofar, that's the Zman of the Din for us. So we're being Oisig in Mitzvahs. Al Kol Ponim, Malchus is that we come and we say, we want you to be a Melech. Eloch Hanami, your exercising Malchus is a bit dangerous for us, but Keilu, it's Mesiras Nefesh. Ribbono Shel, we want you to be a Melech. In fact, we want you to be a Melech so much that we say, Melech al kol ha'olam kula, we want you to be a Melech of the whole world. We want everybody to be back in that you're a Melech. So when you say Zichronis and Shofras, which Bakochai the Ribbono Shalom is Zoicher, and Bakochai the Ribbono Shalom was Megale his Metzias with the Koach HaShofar, is it Bakochai? Is it Beretzoincha? When you say Malchus, there's a Binyan Av. Say Malchus first. Say you want this. You want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be the Melech, and then it's a much bigger schus. Al Kol Ponim. If we put these three ideas together, then Be'etzem, a person, let's look at it like this, a person said the whole year, I'd like to do all sorts of things, have all sorts of interests, all sorts of zachem, all sorts of timers, and all sorts of things that I like to do. Oh, one second. It's a bit risky. Zoicher, everything I do? Yeah, everything I do. Oy. Can I forget about that? No. Maybe there's no Ribbono Shel Olam. Oh, I'll take it. Maimon Har Sinai. La'asid lovoi. Of course there's a Bore Olam. Oyvei. A person, Bal Kochai, is being put on the Mizbeach on Rosh Hashanah. He can have all sorts of Ritzonis that he might want, but on Rosh Hashanah, when he says Zichronis and Shofras, Be'etzem, he's putting himself on the Mizbeach, and he's saying, I, Bal Kochai, I'm in the Rishus of the Rabbeinu Shalom. I can't do what I want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. Now, when he says Malchios, so he's doing it Beratzon, and he's putting himself on the Mizbeach Hashem Beratzon of Besimcha. Beratzon of Besimcha, that's what I meant. They're saying Malchus is Chodesh and Shofros is Be'etzem, making him, the Mensch is making himself into a carbon. He's saying that I am completely Birshus Hashem. And I'm happy that I'm Birshus Hashem. That's Malchus. So he's making himself into a carbon. Just like we do with the other things, the Oimer, the Shtei Alechem, and the Nisuch Abayim. And it's the Reishis, because the Haskola of the year, before I get to do everything I'm going to do in Tovshin Ayin Tes, I say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I am Birshuscha. Just like I said, the Tvur is Birshuscha, and the Peris HaOilon are Birshuscha, the Maim is Birshuscha, Ribbono Shel Olam, I am Birshuscha. Now, these are very nice ideas. Who said they're true? But I'll tell you more. Even though we'll come along and say, we'll prove in a way that they're true. So who said that makes you into a carbon? I'll tell you like this. We have a din the whole year, be mekabel oil malchus shomayim. What's it mean to be mekabel oil malchus shomayim? Probably very few of you, if any of you, have ever seen an oil. And you probably know, I once saw kibat, an oil in action. I once saw somebody plowing with an ox. What is an oil? An oil is, they put an ox, the way an ox works is he goes wherever he looks. So if you want the ox to go in a straight line, you've got to force his face to stay straight. So they put a big bar on the head of the neck of the ox, and the face is connected to this bar. And the way you think, what's called steering. People only know about steering a car, but it starts to steer. The steering comes originally from an oil, from a yoke. You pull, if you want the ox to turn round, you pull it this way, the face goes that way, and mainly he turns round. You want him to go straight, you hold him straight. Now, if you're ploughing a field, and you want to have straight furrows, and there's a few weeds here and there, so the ox is walking along, and he sees a nice weed over there, he's going to walk over there. And then your furrows will go all curved, and this way, and that way, and all over the place, and you won't have a successful field. So what do? You put a yoke and you force the ox to go straight. Oil Malchus Shamayim is something which forces us to be the Kabbal Malchus Shamayim. It forces us to keep the laws of Hashem. We have to be the Kabbal twice a day. We have to be the Kabbal Oil Malchus Shamayim. So how do we do it? Lechaira, we would think we should make a statement. Like they have the Pledge of Allegiance in America, which is, what do you say? I'm not sure exactly what the Nusuk in America, but on Kohanim we should say something like, I am a Kabbal of myself, Oil Malchus Shamayim. I'm a Kabbal of myself, Kol HaTorah Kula. We don't do that at all. Why don't we do that? Because, just like the people who make the Pledge of Allegiance don't really believe what they're saying. If we would say that, even if we would believe what we're saying, and even if we'd be mekabel be'emes, then 5 minutes later you have a Yetzirah, or 1 minute later, or an hour later, whatever it is, you have a Yetzirah. And you say, well, ha-ha, 1 second, you can't do this Yetzirah. You can't go and look over there. You will mekabel on Malchus Shamayim. Well, that's true. But Pesha also, Pesha Hiti. I was Mekabal, now I'm always Mekabal. Wait, what's the Mechayev? The Mechayev was my Kabbalah. Pesha also, Pesha Hiti. Now I'm Batir, and I can look wherever I want, not a look. I want to go back to the base bench. I want to be Frum again, so I'll do a Kabbalah again. Be Mekabal, I'm Mekabal again for the next few minutes. Then I want to Shmuz with my Chavrusa, Poirek oil. So how do we get around that Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim should be something which be'etzim is a mechayev and cannot change? We say something very interesting. we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That is Be'etzem Kabbalas Olmach Hashemayim, according to Rav Rishonim. Some Rishonim say it's in the next pasuk, but all have to is Hashem Elokecha. But let's say according to Rav Rishonim. What are we saying actually? We're saying Hashem is Elokeinu, Hashem is Echad. We don't just say that Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We say Shema Yisrael. This morning we learned that the Kohen Meshuach Milchama, when he starts to give them the chizuk to the army, he said the first thing he says is Shema Yisrael. And he says, Chazal say, why does he have to say Shema Yisrael? Because Bishus Klal Yisrael say Krishma, then that's a schus to win a milchama. So it's interesting that the words, the remez to that, are two words, Shema Yisrael. You would have thought that Shema Yisrael, Agav, why doesn't he start saying Hashem Elokeinu or Hashem Echad? Because the Chorah, that's the Iker. He starts Shema Yisrael. The answer is the Chorah, that the Iker schus in Krishma is these first two words, Shema Yisrael, you're being Shomea. What's being Shomea? The Rashba says in the Tshuva, there are three pshatim in the word Shmiah. Shmiah, first of all, means to hear, to listen, so it goes into your ear. Take the information into your head. Then, Shmiah also means to understand. We find it in different places, like says the Achim of Yosef didn't understand that Yosef was Shomea them because there was an interpreter between them. They were speaking Lashon HaKodesh and he spoke in Egyptian because he was disguising himself. Lamaisi, he was Shomea. Doesn't mean he was just listening. Listening, he heard the words. If he didn't understand it, doesn't mean he understood. He was Mavin. So the second thing of Shmir is to be Mavin. In English we say, maybe I'm not sure how good English it is, but it's certainly in Yeshivish English, we say, I hear what you're saying. Of course you hear it, I'm not deaf. No, you mean I hear what you're saying, means you understand what you're saying. And then, says the Rashba, Shmiah also means Kabbalah. Many times you find the Targum translates Shmiah as to be Mekabel. You have to get the information, listen to what's being said, understand, process it, and then be mekabel it. When Klal Yisrael starts Shema Yisrael, we're implying that there's someone to listen to. There's something external, something beyond me. It's not just my ideas. If I come along and say Hashem Elokeinu, I believe that God is our Shomer, our Mashgiach. No, I believe it. No, then it's no better than saying I'm a Kabbal. But if you say Shema Yisrael, you're saying there's something outside. I have to be Shomea. It's coming from somewhere else. These are facts which I have to hear and process and be Mekabel. It's Ken Zayin that when the Kohen Meshuach Milchama says Shema Yisrael, the schus of Krishma, first and foremost is that Klal Yisrael relate to our Kodesh Baruch Hu or relate to Torah, that we have a Torah's emes, and that's where we get all our yesodas from. Al Kolponim, when we say Krishma, we say Shema Yisrael, it's not coming from me. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, this is a fact. And where am I getting this from? From Torah. When I say it from Torah, so afterwards I get a Yetzer Hara, and I want to say Hashem's not Elokeinu anymore, then I can't do anything about it. Nothing changed. So the Makar that I said, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is still true with my Yetzer Hara, without my Yetzer Hara. When I say Hashem is Elokeinu, so I'm saying that everything I have, everything my whole metzius is coming from Hashem. If everything has come from Hashem, and He's Mashgiach Alai, then how can I do an Avera? I want to say some Lashon Hara. In order to say Lashon Hara, you need, first of all, air. because you have to breathe. You can't speak without breathing. Where are you getting the air from? One second. Hashem made the air. You're going to use Hashem's air to go against him? Where do you get your lungs from? Where do you get the Koach HaDibur? Where do you get your voice? Where do you get your machshavas? Where do you get everything from? How can you use, if everything is from Hashem, how can you go against, use what Hashem created and go against him? Bal Kochai has to, he has to do what Hashem says. Kabbal asol bal kushamayim. Now, maybe there's another Hashem. Maybe I can unplug myself from Hashem. Yeah, Nochanami, I'm connected to Hashem. But that was right then. Now I want to say Loshon Hara. So maybe I can get air from somewhere else, and a voice from somewhere else, a koach from somewhere else. I'll unplug from Hashem and plug in somewhere else. Hashem Echad, there's only one Hashem. Oy vey. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And once we've said that, then the Hemshech is ve'ohavta es Hashem Elokecha bechol levavcha u'bechol nafshecha u'bechol meidecha. What is the word ve'ohavta actually translate as? You know what the exact translation of ve'ohavta is? Well, I'll ask you a different shayla. What's the translation of the word ve'ohavta? And what's the translation of ve'ohavta? You know there's a difference? If you say ve'ohavta, then you're saying something which is, makes no sense whatsoever. Well, I suppose it makes sense on one level, but it's probably not true, and it's a bit silly saying it. Ve'ohavta means, and you loved. It's Lashon Avar. Ve'ohavta means, and you will love. So if you say, Shema Yisrael, listen to these facts, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And you loved Hashem. That was yesterday. Today I don't have any problems. I can do whatever I want. That was a Rachman and it's not. What do we say in Kriya Shema? You have to be careful how you say it. You have to say it accurately. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And therefore you will love. It's a mimeladika thing. It doesn't even say Ehoiv. Lashon Tzivui, like Shema is Lashon Tzivui, don't say Ehoiv is Hashem, because the way to come to Avas Hashem, it's a whole big shmooze, but a regal achas, the way to come to Avas Hashem is to understand this statement, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. If you understood what I said before, Hashem is the makar of everything, he's Mashgiach Aleinu, and there's only one Hashem. Mimela, you have to love Hashem. You will love Hashem. You understand this. You're Shomet, you're Mevin, and you're Makabel. Mimela, the Ohavto is Hashem Lekecho. Bechol Levavcho, with all your emotions. Bechol Nafshecho, with your whole life. Bechol Meidecho, and all your Koyach, or all your Mammon. It's a Mimela Dika thing. The Ohavto is Hashem Lekecho. There's no Peshe Osa now. I can't get out of it, because that's emes la'amitoi. There's an interesting Rashi in the beginning of Chelek. The beginning of Chelek is the first part of the Mishnah, is a Mishnah which everybody knows. Kol Yisrael yesh lehem Chelek la'olam haba shenema v'ameh kulam tzadikim la'olam yeshu oretz. What a wonderful Mishnah. Everybody has, or every Yid has a chelik in Olam Haba. The trouble is that not everybody knows the Hemshech of the Mishnah. Ve'elu she'ein lahem chelik Olam Haba. Ah, so it's not so posh. Ha'oimeh, who's the first category of people who don't have a chelik in Olam Haba? Ha'oimeh, ein tchiyas ha'meisim min ha'Torah. If a person says tchiyas ha'meisim is not merumas in the Torah. Rashi learns that this Mishnah is kipshutai. Listen to what Rashi says. She'koife b'midrashim de darshinam b'gemara lekamon minayin tchiyas ha'meisim min ha'Torah. What is a person, what are we talking about? Not that he's koifer in Tchias HaMesim. He's koifer that Tchias HaMesim is not mentioned in the Torah. We don't darshan Tchias HaMesim from the Torah. A person like that has no chelik in Olam Haba. Listen to what Rashi says. Peledik Rashi. Va'afilu yehei moide umamin sheyichyu HaMesim. And even if he admits, he agrees. And he has emunah, he believes in the resurrection of the dead. Sheyichyu HaMesim. But he said, but it's not in the Torah. I believe that since God is eternal, then anything that he does is eternal. So even the human being must be eternal. But I see that he dies, so I think that he's going to come back to life and live an eternal life. That's why he believes it, or whatever reasons he believes it, however he decides that there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. He doesn't feel comfortable with the idea that at the end of life man goes into nothingness, and therefore he's much more comfortable with the idea of the resurrection of the dead. But it's not in the Torah, he says. Zokt Rashi koiferhu. He's a koifer. Hoil ve'oikesh yesh tchias HaMesim in haTorah. Because he's oike tchias HaMesim in haTorah. So it's not in the Torah. How does he know? He thinks, he believes, he tainas. Who cares what he tainas? Who cares? What do we care about his emuna? People believe all sorts of things in the world. People believe the most crazy things in the world. So over here, this guy believes in resurrection of the dead. So who says that means anything? But Mikra happens to be that it's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. But he doesn't know it's true. It's an absolute koifer. If a person's mamin, because of himself, he believes in his own ideas, that doesn't mean to say it's true. Mehechan hu yodea. How do we know that anything is true? From Torah. Torah is emes lamitoi. You'll ask me, every year people say, well, how do you know the Torah is true? You only believe the Torah is true, so you're back to your belief. The emes is that the reason why we believe the Torah is true is that the Torah says it's true. What do I mean? Do we have a Devarim here? Chumash?
Behind.
There's somewhere.
Right behind.
In Vayis Chanon, the Pasuk says, Sha'alno le'yomim rishoynim v'sha'oyu lefonecho. Go and ask throughout history. From the very first day. And go and ask from one end of the world to the other. Go and investigate if there's space travel, if there really is anybody out there in Mars. So go and find out in Mars. What should you ask? Did this great event ever take place, or maybe didn't take place, but does somebody claim that it took place? Oy hanishma kamayu. What? Hashoma am koil elukim medabe mitoicho eish kasher shamat ato vayechi. Does anybody say, even claim, that a whole nation heard Hashem speaking to them and they survived that moment? The Torah says, go and investigate, go and find out, anywhere in the world, does anybody ever, or has anybody ever claimed it? Now, where's this Torah come from? Torah says it came, like it says, from Hashem Yisbarach and Ma'avad HaSinai. If that's not true, if there's a little group of people, 1, 2, 3, 5, whatever it is, a group of people who made up Torah, and they put in the Maimed Har Sinai story, and they managed to actually come one day to wherever, some university where the Yidden are all studying whatever they're doing, or some nightclub, wherever they come to meet the Yidden, and they say, "Hey guys, you know, you shouldn't be doing what you're doing. You're doing the wrong thing. There's a Torah. Torah, what's Torah? Torah is a God-given law. God-given law, we don't know of such a thing." "Oh yeah. A few hundred years ago, or however long ago you want to say this happened, God appeared to the whole Jewish nation and gave them a Torah." "Well, so how come only you know about it?" "Well, it seems your tradition is forgotten," which today we're not going to be so surprised, because Rove of Klal Yisrael, Achein and Bnei Yisrael, Taka don't know anything about Maimed Har Sinai. It was all forgotten, and only we know about it. Wow, that's very interesting. And what do you have to do with this law? "Well, one thing is you get shikah on Purim." "Oh, that's a good law. Yeah, well, we're interested in that." "Yeah, well, that's okay, but there's every seventh day on Saturday, there's lots and lots of laws which you've got to learn. You can't do this, you can't do that. You have challahs." "Oh, that's good. Yeah, but you can't cook it, you can't do this, you can't do that." "Really? Ad kedei kach?" "And you have to be moral." "What? Moral? Okay. We're not going to keep that." The Medrash says that Kodesh Baruch Hu came to the different nations before Maimed Har Sinai, to each nation, and they said, "What's in the Torah?" And to Edom, he says, "Lo Sirtzach." And they said, "We can't accept Lo Sirtzach." And to Yishmael, he said, "Lo Signai." And to Moav, "Amen and Moav, Lo Sinaf." So the old gated Rosh Shiva, Leib Gurevitz, used to say, what if Klal Yisrael would have said Mark Sivba? What would our Kodesh Baruch Hu have shown them? Said they would have shown them Lo Seilech Rochil, and then they would have said, "Lashon Hara, we can't keep such a Torah." But we didn't ask. We said Nasim and Nishma, and here we are landed with the Torah. But if somebody's trying to pass off the Torah, how are you going to get Klal Yisrael to keep the Torah? And even if you manage to do it, you've got 6 years. Because when you come to the sixth year and you tell them next year you're not allowed to do any work in the fields, so what are we going to eat? Don't worry, the Torah says Tzivises Birchasi Mishan Hashishis. Well, so you've got 6 years for your Torah to be defunct, because if you made it up, it just isn't going to happen. The Maisa, there's Kol Mine, everyone, if you're here in Shishis and Shvius, you hear all these Nisim that happen every Shvius, last Shvius. We also had all these different Nisim. Two Shvius on the go. I was in a cab, and there was a fellow from my Shchuna right there with a big heavy bag, and I gave him a ride. So he came and he said, he's just been cutting a esrogim. His shviga has an esrog tree. It was shishis, shnasa shishis. He says, every year we have kach v'kach esrogim, this year we have double. And then he said, "Wait a second, you're a Levi, right?" I said, "Yes." So he gave me my serishin. He did. But I don't know how good the esrogim were, but what he gave me was good for jam, but it wasn't really good for sukkahs. I was hoping to get him. When he said that, wow, maybe I'll get a free choshev, you know, $200 esrog. And I mean, Matna's Levi is supposed to be choshev, not stump. Anyway, Mekitza, but Balabaisa, the Dihava Uvta, there was twice the yield. So this Torah, how are you going to pass it off? Let's say you manage it. There's one pasuk in the Torah you're never going to write. You're never going to set the Olam, to challenge the Olam to go and see anywhere in the world does anybody else claim this. Why? Because if you can do it, then maybe somewhere else in the world they have that thing. Maybe the Aborigines have a Masorah like that. Maybe the Incas in America have this tradition. Maybe the Christians would have this tradition. Granted, they don't. Very interesting. They came and wanted to replace the Torah. Replace the Torah LP what? They don't even have any mashu of a Maimed Asin, and don't even claim to have Nevius. Okay, you'll say they claim he's God himself, so maybe you don't need a Novi. But he didn't say he was God. There was later on they said he was God. They didn't even take out in their description of the crucifixion, you know what his last words were? Keili, keili, lama azavtani. Or maybe one should just say Eli, Eli, because it probably wasn't a shame Kaddish. Eli, Eli, lama azavtani. One second, was he schizophrenic? Was he talking to himself? I mean, he's the one who's hanging on the cross. And I think Kitzer, what about Islam? Islam claimed Nevius. Yeah, they had one Novi who was in the Midbar. Nobody ever was there when he Gavriel came to him, that's what he claims, not Hashem. Gavriel, the Malach Gavriel, came to him and showed him the Quran. And what was his reaction? He says, it's Mufurish in the Quran, Yisod, this is the Raya, why could the Quran is MS? That's what they say, I've seen it myself. The Raya of the Quran is MS is that he said, I can't read. Why are you showing me a book? And he didn't know about nowadays, we could have had the e-book, then maybe he'll read it to him himself, or the animated version, but I can't read a book. So Gavriel gave up and came the next night, same thing, showed him the Quran. 7 nights in the Midbar this happened. The 7th night, even though he couldn't read, he knew the Quran. A Raya Barura, it's MS, right? You understand? If you do, please explain it to me. But that's a Raya Barura. And nobody was there. Nobody was there. Then what happened? How did they write it? He couldn't read or write, so he came back and he dictated it to his nephew, who could read and write, and he wrote out the Quran. You won't put in, if this isn't true, if this wasn't true, Maimed Har Sinai isn't true, then the Torah would never say, go and investigate, does anybody claim it? And not say that it happened. Does anybody claim, Nishma Kamayu, Haniya Kadov HaKadolazeh, Oy HaNishma, does anybody claim it? The Torah is Emes Lamitoi. When a person wants to get to know what is Emes and what's Sheker, it's what says in the Torah. When we come on Rosh Hashanah and we want to say that today is Rosh Hashanah, the Baal Hashem is Zoicher, bring a Pasuk, bring a Raya. The Shofar has Koichas, bring a Pasuk, bring proof to me that's true. The Baal Hashem is Melech, how do you know? I believe. V'chilman lo neve emunosoi, says Rashi. I don't care about your emunah. V'chimehechon ata yodea shukach. So on Rosh Hashanah we have to say that it's psukim, and even if you don't know the psukim, l'chol apachas, if you say Ribbono Shel, you are the Melech, and it says in your Torah, and in Ksuvim it says that, and the Nevi'im said it, so we know something which is kosuv b'Torah, nishneis b'Nevi'im u'meshulish b'Ksuvim, that must be emes lamitoi. If you bring a posuk, maybe you have a different pshat in the posuk, but if you see a posuk in Torah, and then you see the same thing in Nevi'im, and then you see in Ksuvim, then that must be the right pshat in the psukim. So we want to make ourselves into a korban. We want to say, Bal Kochi on Rosh Hashanah, I am Birshuscha. How are we going to do it? I'm a very frum yid, and I want to be Mekabel Malchus on Rosh Hashanah. I think it's very advisable. It would be a big schus for me. I believe I'm Roshuscha. Chima lonu ve'emunoscha. You have to say psukim, because psukim are rayas that this is true. Malchios, Yichronis, Veshoifros. And it says, Imru lefonai. Where do we say that? See the things. We stand in front of Hashem Yisborach, and we say, the psukim imru lefonai b'Rosh Hashanah, Malchios, Yichronis, Veshoifros, and that makes us into a korban. Mirtz Hashem, next week we'll understand, try and understand this idea much better, and the week after, we understand Malchus Chorus and Shofar until we get the oimik of the idea.